Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Majestic. Good morning. I'm Todd Zwillick in for John Hockenberry. That's Olympic music. America's Olympic and Paralympic athletes gather on the White House's South Lawn today to drum up support for the 2016 bid of Chicago, the president's hometown, to host the Summer Games. It's a big push for the president, but across the Atlantic, there's a different mood around the 2012 Games. London is supposed to host them, but it's taking on that role with a lot of the challenges of a deep recession, and people might be thinking twice. We're joined now by our friend Paddy O'Connell, host of the BBC domestic radio program Broadcasting House. Paddy, London, I'm sorry to say this, is sometimes called Reykjavik on the Thames because of the economic situation there.
Who calls it that? You?
I've heard it. I've heard call of it. Let me put it that way.
Put it out of your mind.
Well, it begs the question. It's on the minds of some people because Olympics are expensive events, and if people aren't spending, the Olympics isn't making any money. So what's the attitude there in London?
Well, there's three stages to the attitude. The first attitude was, we're never going to win it. This is a famous British attitude known as cynicism. It's worked for us in the Soccer World Cup. We haven't won that since 1966.
Where it's justified, yes.
Well, where it's arguably, we may have been cheating against us. But when you look at it, they said, we'll never win it. Then we won it. People were absolutely astonished, amazed, and were briefly happy. And then they became cynical again, saying, well, who's going to pay for it? And the answer is, we are. Initially, we were told it would be about £5 billion, and now it's gone up to about £15 billion. So people have become, you know, really a little bit cynical again, even though there's a nation of great sport fans here.
And is £15 billion okay to host the Olympics? Are there any practical steps that you find credible to prevent this Olympics from becoming a big boondoggle? I got to say, I used to live in Montreal, and the Olympic Stadium there now, 30 years on, is a crumbling hulk of concrete, and it's not doing too much.
Yeah, it's $15 billion, you know, so you've just put it up again, but you've got to stop that, Todd.
Oh, it's dollars. Sorry, I thought it was pounds. I beg your pardon.
No, it's $15 billion, that's right. So, I mean, basically, the government has scaled back some of the property building parts of this scheme, and where their private sector won't come in, there's a little bailout. But, you know, there are the fans of this contest say, look, what are we going to do? Yes, we're a recession, but do we have to put a price on everything? Is it better to spend public money on bonuses for bankers? That's what we're now doing anyway, because we own half the banks. And why don't we try and do something about obese teenagers? We're second only to you in having fat teenagers channel flicking at home. Why don't we get them hedge hopping and jumping? Why can't they do that for a change? And so I think that's part of the idea. There's value for money, but you can't always put a price on it.
And is there an attitude, look, the Olympics are coming, there's no way to avoid it now, so you kind of have to put on the best show you can, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
another
thing the British are famous for, you guys know how to put on events, you know how to do things and make them look great.
I think that's really kind of you to say that, Todd, because I think that's perhaps where it's going to work. It's a big question for us. Many people remember the LA Olympics as being a great one as well, I may say.
Yeah, but nobody does pageantry better than the English. I think that's a truism.
But I think everyone thought, when you think no one does giant spectacles better than the communists, those Chinese, they got toothless little girls up, put them on the stadium, swap them with the pretty ones, they lay off all the lights, they say that to the public, you don't have a vote in this. So here we are still a democracy. And yes, hopefully we will rise to the challenge, but there's no nation in the land that could have seen the Chinese at opening and think, oh, good grief, who's got to come and match this? You know, so yes, we'd better pull out every inch of uniform we've got, every drum in the land, every ukulele, get it out there, and let's hope for the best, because that is the way, that's the only way we'll come away with a smile.
So what would a Londoner have for advice for Chicago? You know, of course, the president wants this. It's his hometown. Presumably, let's hope the economy is a little bit better when it comes Chicago's time to put on the Olympics. So far, a Londoner's advice for the Windy City?
Well, I mean, the first thing to remember is you could have geography on your side because the previous games have been in Asia, Europe, Australia. So it could be the Americas next, and it may be Rio, maybe a dark horse. But, you know, geography's on your side, number one. The message from London, seriously, and if those Chicagoans are listening, you know, turn down the other distractions, put the children in the garage. This is what the Londoners said. Lobby, 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 lobby again, and linger on the little details. Get tiny little T's crossed and dots on I's, and that's what swung the London deal. Lobbying and tiny details nailed down in print, matched. That's what they did.
Well, they've probably got the lobbying part down. They've got the President of the United States, the Chief of Staff, and a whole bevy of Chicago polls in Washington right now, so that probably couldn't go any better. The I's and the T's we'll see about. Patty O'Connell, host of the BBC domestic radio program Broadcasting House, joining us to talk about London's bid for the Olympics and second thoughts in a bad economy. Well, let's bring in Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, our takeaway sports contributor to this conversation. Ibrahim, you're a big fan of the Olympics, right?
Without a doubt. I think every young athlete has always dreamed of playing in the Olympics and winning gold and standing on that podium and listening to the national anthem of their, you know, of their school, of their country. There's nothing better than the Olympics.
You think the United States has a chance here? I mean, you could see why the United States, why the Olympic Committee, rather, would want to give a bid to Rio, an emerging country, an emerging economy like Brazil. We've had the Olympics not long ago in 94. We had them in Lake Placid. They're going to be in Vancouver for the Winter Olympics, which is not the U.S., but it's, you know, culturally, it's about as close as you can get. Do we really have a good case for Chicago?
Well, think about the iconic views that you're going to get coming off of the lake, going up the lake in like Washington Park, Soldier Field. The pageantry that will be in Chicago will be amazing and immense. It's going to be a chance for Americans to show off what the middle of America on the America on the world stage, and that's a part of America that most people don't really know, and that's really the heart of America. And then the other thing is that the best athletes in the world, some of the best athletes in the world, are in the United States. The United States always leads in the golds. We may not in the medals. We may not always get the golds, especially lately in track and field and some of the other sports, but we're always really competitive. So I think that Chicago is an amazing place to see. You know, I just keep thinking in Washington Park, seeing the Olympic opening ceremony in Washington Park. I'm really excited for that.
All right, let me turn you around to baseball real quickly if I can, and I just want to do it quickly. I just got to say, I'm a lifelong Baltimore Orioles watcher, I'm sorry to say, and I'm a fan of the Nationals, and I'm sort of depressed.
Well, this is the deal. I'm going to tell you about the St. Louis Cardinals. They have Chris Carpenter, Adam Wainwright, and Ryan Franklin, who are the three of the best pitchers in the land. And then they got a guy, MVP candidate, Albert Pujols. He's leading the land in home runs and batting average. Look out for them. They're dangerous.
Playoff baseball is coming up late September. October's upon us. That means it's time for fall baseball. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports Contributor. Thanks for coming in again.
Good morning.